بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. نحمد ربنا سبحانه وتعالى كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه. وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها، وكيف يحصى البحر سباحا والقطر سجاجا. وصلاة وسلام على سيد البشر حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Can you hear? Just raise your hand if you can hear. Sisters, can you hear? Or not? Just raise your hand. They can hear, خلاص. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abundant praise. We ask the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent to humanity as a rahmah and a shifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, these are difficult times for those people who are claiming to be from his ummah alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Indeed, you are the best ummah sent to humanity. Subhanallah, many of us maybe were struggling in our workplace, in our homes, in university, in the realities that we deal with on a daily basis. We feel the pressure being from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We feel the weight being the representative of the best of creation. Alayhi salatu wassalam. We feel this magnificent responsibility. Such was this responsibility that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Ubay ibn Ka'ab, read the Quran to me. He said, Ya Rasulullah, alayk, how can I read the Quran to you when it was revealed to you? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to him, I love to hear the Quran from others. Then he began to read Surah Nisa, the fourth chapter of the Quran, the women, until he arrived at the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then how will it be, O Muhammad, alayhi salatu salam, when we bring you as a witness, when we bring for every nation a witness, and we bring you, Muhammad alayhi salatu salam, as a witness on your people. When he reached this verse, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, hasbuk, sufficient for you, it's enough. And he says, fa'idha aynah mutadrifan. He said, I saw the eyes of the Prophet shedding tears. In another riwayah, the same hadith, he said, I saw the beard of the Prophet dripping with tears. Why? The weight of the ummah, the weight of this nation and the responsibility of this nation caused the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mercy to everything exists, to shed tears. Such an honor is to be from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Musa alayhi salatu salam, as related by Imam Samarqandi, Tanbih al-Wafini, he says that Musa alayhi salatu salam was shown some of the signs of this ummah. And finally, he was shown the five salawat of this ummah, and he lost his composure. And he said, Ya Allah, ij'alni min ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make me from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine you belong to an ummah. Within this ummah, prophets wanted to be a part of this ummah. Many of us, if I ask you the question, who is the best companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately you will say Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But Imam Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Tabari, They both wrote two important essays on who was the greatest companion of the Prophet ﷺ. And as the ulama of Usul, they defined the one who was a companion, who saw the Prophet ﷺ, believed in him, and died as a Muslim. He saw the Prophet ﷺ in his lifetime, he believed in him alayhi salatu salam, and he died as a Muslim. On the night of Isra wal Mi'raj, the Prophet ﷺ, as we know, he went to Bayt al-Maqdis, and there he met the Anbiya in Salah. All of the Anbiya died except one, was Isa alayhi salatu salam, inni mutawafiq wa rafi'u ilayhi, as mentioned in the Quran. Thus Imam Suyuti says that the Prophet ﷺ, he met Isa, and Isa was alive. And Isa believed in him, and Isa, he will die as a Muslim. Thus the greatest companion of the Prophet ﷺ is Isa alayhi salatu salam. You belong, sister, you belong, brother, to an ummah which consists of prophets. Which prophets belong to the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. Perhaps we feel down. Perhaps we feel depressed. Perhaps the struggle to fight ourselves in the workplace, the struggle as a young college student, how am I going to manage my career with my religion? How am I going to hold on to my faith in the difficult situations that I face on campus, or in high school, or in junior high, or at home? And for that reason, we have to be careful. And this is a strong advice to the du'at, those people who are involved in da'wah, not to make this ummah despair, and not to make the Muslims give up. And sometimes this is the danger of the khatib, and the danger of the da'iyah, that when he leaves the minbar, or he leaves the lesson, the only message he imparted to the Muslims was a message, as one youth told me, of doom and gloom. Doom and gloom. In fact, one brother told me after one khutbah, he said, I felt the only thing left was for me to go to hellfire. أَخْلَقَ هَذَا الْخَطِيبَ بَابَ التَّوْبَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَبَابَ الرَّجَاءِ. He closed the door of repentance to the people, and he closed the door of hope in Allah. And how dangerous it is to close this door, this hope in Allah. Many of us, we heard that it's haram to practice interest. It's haram to drink. It's haram, ya shabab, to smoke shisha. It's haram to have a boyfriend. It's haram to have a girlfriend. But how many of us heard that it's haram to give up on Allah's mercy? Allah says, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. The meaning in this verse, Surah Az-Zumar, you are forbidden to give up on Allah's rahmah. Allah says in the Quran, the only person who will give up on Allah's rahmah are the people who went astray. So we have to be careful that we inspire the ummah of Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam, and we remind them. Allah said about the Prophet, Inna arsalnaka bilhaqi bashiran wa nadhira. We sent you, O Muhammad, as a giver of good news and a warner. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Give good news. And what does it mean? Don't make people flee. How many of us, we know a Muslim who made hijrah, not from America, as some of confused people talk about, but they made hijrah from the masjid. Hajar made a masjid. He made hijrah from the masjid. Or she made hijrah from the masjid. Because when they came into the masjid, they felt like they were being indicted by John Ashcroft. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was sitting with his companions and he said to them, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ. If you knew what I knew, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا. You will laugh little and you will cry much. And many of us, we know this riwayah. But do we know the whole riwayah? After this, the Prophet, he left them, and the companions of the Prophet, they said, we never cried as hard as we cried on this day. Suddenly, in the other riwayah of this hadith, which is sound, Jibreel, he came to the Prophet. The Prophet left them in this state, and he said to him, go back to them, ya Muhammad. Go back to the Iman of Allah. Go back to the worshippers of Allah. Don't leave them in this state of despair. Go back and give them wa bashir al-mu'mineen. Give them some good news. A few reasons why perhaps we fell into the trap of permanent and perpetual depression to the extent that our iman needs an immediate IV of Prozac. May Allah protect us. And that is the misunderstanding of nusus. The inability, especially of the people who are giving speeches and talks, to misunderstand texts and explain that misunderstanding to the Muslims. And that's why misunderstanding the text is very dangerous. As one of our shuyukh told us, the problem is not the dalil, but the problem is how you understand the dalil. And we have to understand the difference between knowing and understanding. I can know, but maybe I don't understand. And that's why it's important always to make sure that you understand what you say and you check it with scholarship. For example, maybe the Muslims have heard, maybe our brothers and sisters here have heard of the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who, when Az-Zubayr ibn Ali, he came to him to complain about Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. And Anas ibn Malik told him, Isbiru, told him, be patient. As related by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, because no day will come except the day after it will be worse. And he said, no day will come to you, kum, you group of people, except the day after it will be worse. Many people, maybe they've read this hadith, and they wondered, subhanAllah, what does this mean for the Muslim Ummah? That's it, we're just going to surrender and give up, because every day will be worse. The day that Anas ibn Malik said, لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُهُ مَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I heard this from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But let's ask ourselves some questions. After the time of the Sahaba, did the Muslims witness any good days? Of course, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Salahuddin, Islam spread in Malaysia, Islam spread in Central Asia, and now, alhamdulillah, today in America, Islam is spreading, and we are seeing, alhamdulillah, an interest in Islam. So the ulama said, this cannot be the meaning of this hadith. Then we go to the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the great Sahabi, the great companion. And he said, this hadith in particular is restricted to who? Ibn Hajar, he says, based on what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, to the companions only, their days. As for the rest of the ummah, we have many, alhamdulillah, statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially about this era of the ummah, the later era of the ummah, which he gave a lot of glad tidings, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, the verse itself. If you are a Muslim, by default, you should feel a noble legacy that you possess in your hand. It's not simple to be a Muslim, akhi. It's not just a simple thing you have. You represent the last reservoir of prophetic guidance on the face of the planet. You are a prophetic plutonium without the explosive element. You represent the last link to the prophets and to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-anbiya ikhwa wa dinuhum wahid. And that's why Allah says in the Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Hadaka min al-arabi wa al-arabi dih. Is what? If you speak Egyptian, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? You are the best nation sent to humanity. This land, called land, half a land, half a jar. It means what? It means something very beautiful. If I say to you, La Allah mika hada, I'm not pleased with this thing from you. I'm the one who benefits. But if I say, La Allah laka hada, I'm not pleased. This thing for you, you're the one who benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the lamb. When He talked about His ummah, He said, أُخْرِجَتْ لِمَنْ لِلنَّاسِ. So the ummah is sent by Allah as a hadiyya min Allah, a gift from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this ummah for the benefit of humanity. So by default, if you're a Muslim, you're automatically counted as one of those who Allah chose to be a benefit to humanity. So you should feel something in yourself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the later days of the ummah a lot of good tidings. Because what happens now, we hear people say, khalas, we're far away from Qurun al-Thalatha, from the noble three generations. We're far away from the time of the Prophet. Khalas, we're washed up, we're finished, we're all muqtadi. أهل الجحيم. But subhanAllah, Al-Habib alayhi salatu salam, as a Shawki, he said, وَإِذَا رَحِبْتَ فَأَنْتَ أَبُنَا أُمٌ هَذَانِ فِي الدُّنْيَا هُمَا هُمَا صلى الله عليه وسلم. What did he say? One day, Abu Ubaidah, this hadith is Hassan, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salam, أَأَحَدٌ خَيْرٌ مِنَّا Ya Rasulullah, أَأَحَدٌ خَيْرٌ مِنَّا أَسْلَمْنَا مَعْكَ وَجَهَدْنَا مَعْكَ O Messenger of Allah, are there any better than us, better than the Sahaba? We accepted Islam with you and we struggled with you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen brothers, listen young brother with your Kobe Bryant poster on your wall, or young sister with your Brad Pitt poster maybe hitting your purse somewhere. Listen so you can feel proud of your identity. And parents, quit blasting your children, quit destroying them. Build them. Let them feel that you're the crutches that they can walk on when they have problems. Don't shun them when they make mistakes. They're gonna make mistakes. It's a struggle here. What did the Prophet tell him? He said, yes. قَوْمٌ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِي وَلَمْ يَرَوْنِي He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a people who would believe in me, yet they didn't see me. That's you. How many of you believe in Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the Prophet is talking about you, sister, and you, brother. Once the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting with his companions. He said, طُوبَ لِمَنْ أَمَنَ بِي وَلَمْ وَرَآنِ He said, good news to the one, Jannah, for the one who believed in me, and he saw me. Then he said, was called Tawqeed al-Lafzi. He said, طُوبَ, طُوبَ, طُوبَ لِمَنْ أَمَنَ بِي وَلَمْ يَرَآنِ Jannah, 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 for the one who believed in me and didn't see me. 3 times. Then he said it 6 times. Jannah, 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 Jannah for the one who believed in me and didn't see me. Then he said it 12 times. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So how could the later days of the Ummah become depressed and sad when they have this bushra of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam? The Prophet gave you a name. The later generations of the Muslims, brothers and sisters, were given a name by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your name spilled from his mouth. One of the Sahabi said, the Prophet's teeth were like pearls. And if he was standing next to the sun, his face was brighter than the sun. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From that face came your name. As related by Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala al-Muwatta, Imam Muslim in his Sahih, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went to the graveyard. How many of us would go to the graveyard? The only time we go to the graveyard is when somebody dies. If you want your iman to go up, go to the graveyard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to the graveyard and he said to his companions, I wish, what did the Prophet call you, uncle? What did the Prophet call you, cha-cha? What did the Prophet call you, amu? What did the Prophet call you, khalla? What did the Prophet call you, habib, siddiq? Ya bint, what did the Prophet call you, oh my sons and daughters? My uncles, my aunts, my fathers, and my brothers, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish I could see our brothers. By default, we're sisters. قَالُوا أَلَسْتُ إِخْوَانُكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ The Sahaba said to him, this is a sharaf. This is a sharaf to be the brother of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. شَرَفٌ عَظِيمٌ هَذَا يَعْنِ مَشَاءَ اللَّهِ They said to him, are we not your brothers? They hope that he will say, Bala. But he said, no. Our brothers are those who will come after us. You, sisters, and you. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن يوفقنا وإياكم إلى ما يرضاه سبحانه وتعالى. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
بسم الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله لا أبغي به بدلا حمدا يبلغ من رضوانه الأمل ثم الصلاة على خير الورى وعلى ساداتنا آله وصحبه الفضلاء. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد في الأول وفي الآخر وفي الملأ الأعلى يا رب العالمين. So what does this mean? Everything that I've said to you is that you should be inspired. You should be struck with the spark of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you should feel, as we'll talk about tonight, the campus, that you have a noble responsibility, and this is the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mus'ab ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was sinned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was under the age 20 to Medina to be the ambassador of the Prophet. Think, brothers and sisters who are not from this country, about the saying of Allah, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you from Pakistan, brought you from Egypt, Sa'id Kid, brought you from Palestine, brought you from Sham, brought you from different places in the world. Think about those of you like myself who accepted Islam. I accepted Islam 15 years ago at the age of 20. It was either Alpha Phi Alpha or becoming a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. All of us have been brought here for a noble reason, and that is that you, sisters, and you, brothers, you are the 21st century Mus'ab ibn Umair in this country. In the shade, في الظلي رضي الله عنه, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to this place. So for that reason, be Mus'ab ibn Umair in your workplace. I was very sad today, I saw a brother, he didn't park his car correctly. Subhanallah, he took up two parking spaces and he has a little Honda Civic. Subhanallah, akhi, where's the akhlaq? Where's the ethics? In your workplace, be clean, be on time, be honest, be a person of fidelity. Inna la burith bi utimma ma karima akhlaq. Don't think, hawla kufar khalas. These are non-Muslims, it doesn't matter. Hashali, why do you think like this? Don't think this way. Don't think this way. But think you are the ambassador, the representative of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be Mus'ab ibn Umair in your house. Fathers, spend time with your kids. Turn off Jazeera. Quit looking at those undressed women on Jazeera in the Arabian. Turn it off and spend time with your children. Teach them, raise them, bring them to the masjid, play basketball with them, dunk on them or something. Have fun with your kids. Take your daughters out somewhere, spend time with them, get to know them, build a relationship with them. Because if you don't spend time with them now, when you get old, they won't spend time with you. Mothers, quit destroying the husbands. Quit nagging the husbands. Build up your men. الرجال قوامون على النساء. But a man, he cannot have this qawama unless he has the wings of his wife to fly. Support him. Give him advice, but don't bring him down. Don't destroy your kids, mothers and fathers. Don't destroy them, build them. My brother told me about a year and a half ago, my son, he got a love letter at school from some girl. What should I do, man? Should I take him outside and roll him up? Should I put him in like a home Guantanamo? Nas'Allah bil'afiyah. I said, Ahi, now's your chance to be a father. Now's your chance to hit 756 home runs, baby, without drugs. Now's your chance to be a man and teach your father something. It's easy to be like Khadr and say, هذا فراق بيني وبينك, يلا معلش, خلاص. To say to my son, that's it, get away from me. But it's more difficult to stand up and perform as a father and to perform as a mother and teach your children. No matter how old they are. Children and young adults, and those of you who are 17 and act like you're 32, respect your parents. Put up with their stuff. They're old, they're going through midlife crises, they have all kinds of problems, they're seeing wrinkles now in the mirror. Give them some slack. Let them be a little crabby with you sometimes. Be patient with them. They raised you. Allah tied being good to your mother with iman in Allah. So how can we take everything we said today, all this excitement, all this enthusiasm? Be good people. Be good examples in work, in home, in the streets, in your neighborhood, with the people around you, at school. Young brothers and sisters, don't have the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde disease. Have the Mus'ab ibn Umair outlook. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this community. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless those who became Muslim. We ask Allah to give those who became Muslim the correct understanding of the deen. We ask Allah to alleviate the difficulties of those who became Muslim with their parents. My parents are not Muslim, so I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by all his asma and all his sifat, by the weight of his arsh, وعدد خلقه سبحانه وتعالى أن يهدي the parents of those who became Muslim, to make them inshallah from the Muslimin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring any brother and sister who's having problems in their marriage together. إِن يُرِيدُ إِصْلَاحَ يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the sons back to their fathers, the daughters back to their fathers, the daughters back to their mothers, and the sons back to their mothers, and to bring the families back to the families. Ask Allah to protect the shabab. Ask Allah ta'ala yuslih ba'da shababina wa shababatina. نسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم إلى ما يرضى. نسأل الله تعالى أن يخفف عن إخواننا في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. نسأل الله تعالى أن يزيدنا إيمانا كاملا ويقينا ثابتا وأن يجمعنا مع حبيبنا كما آمنا به ولقاه صلى الله عليه وسلم. اسقينا من حوضه الشريف عليه الصلاة والسلام. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to pray Salat al-Fajr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to pray Salat al-Dhuhr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to pray Salat al-Asr, and Maghrib, and Isha, and to be from the Qa'imin and the Qa'imat. نسأل الله تعالى أن يصلي ويسلم على حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك ربي رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.